Talking to Scott Bulling from Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Scott, we're just a few days away from our September 30th deadline on on-crop insurance sign-up. Let's walk through right now what exactly producers are looking at for 2010, for this 2011 crop is what it actually is, what they're signing up for. What do they, first of all, got to do between now and the 30th of September?
They've got the main deadline for the year is coming up right now. On September 30th, they have to decide what type of coverage they want and what level of coverage they want for whatever crops that they're growing that are fall planted. That'll be for wheat, rye, barley, and oats. So it's big decisions. We're looking at changes in the federal crop program. They've changed the policy, so everyone's going to be looking at a different name on the policy. It doesn't mean that they necessarily work different, but things are going to look different to them whenever they get their paperwork if they haven't already gotten it. They have a yield protection policy, which is in essence the old multi-peril policy. It covers yield losses only. That policy is going to pay back at $7.14 a bushel if you have a production loss. If prices fall, that policy does not kick in at all. On the flip side of that, you've got the revenue policy now. They've combined revenue assurance and crop revenue coverage to make this one revenue policy. I see that it being a good thing. The prices on it are also $7.14 a bushel. But that policy combines yield and revenue to come up with dollars per acre. So if prices drop or yield drops or a combination of the two, you still have the potential for a claim. And this year, with the prices where they are and the uncertainty that we have overseas about whether Russia is going to be exporting and everything, I think the commodity markets are certainly in a quandary. I would certainly recommend producers at least look at that revenue policy this year as opposed to last year.
For September 30th, they walk in and work that local crop insurance person. Do they have to have the checkbook then?
They don't. Their policy will not be due until July 31 of next summer. So right now they decide what coverage they want, what level of coverage they want, get that signed, get their name on the line, make their changes for next year. Then we come in November, or by November, you have to report the production that you had this past summer. Then in December, we do the acreage reporting that tells the companies and the government how many acres that you're intending to harvest. Coverage is bound on those acres, and then you'll start seeing what it's going to cost you at that point. So we won't have any bills going out until the first part of July of next year.
And if you're grazing some acres out for wheat, you don't harvest those for grain, you don't have to pay.
That's correct. Those acres, you determine that in December, by December 15. If you know that you're going to hay or graze those acres, insurance is not required on those acres.
You were showing me some numbers as far as where federal dollars are going these days. For federal crop insurance, it has become more and more of an important part of safety net, if you want to call it that, for agricultural production.
It has certainly become very important all across the country, but critically important here in Oklahoma. If you look back over the last 5 years, more dollars have been paid out through federal crop payments than direct payments or countercyclical payments. And with the next farm bill just becoming an issue that people are going to start debating, I think producers have got to start deciding what area are we going to try to focus on in the next farm bill. Are we going to be looking to try to continue the direct payments? Are we going to try to continue the countercyclical payments? Or are we going to try to continue the federal crop program? The way the budget looks, the way the economy is, we've really got to question if there'll be enough dollars there for all three, or are we willing to give up on some to try to assist on the other? I think that's a big question for Oklahoma producers this year.
We heard all the discussion about the renegotiation between USDA and the crop insurance companies. How does that impact that producer down on the farm?
USDA took $600 million a year out of the pockets of the insurance companies. During the last farm bill, Congress took $600 million a year out of the pockets of the crop insurance companies. Those companies have definitely been affected. That trickles down to the service that the producers are seeing out in the country. Producers are going to be required, just because of economics, that they're going to end up doing more of the legwork and more of the paperwork on what used to be service, because the agents are going to be getting paid more. My view is there probably won't be as many adjusters out there. They're going to be getting paid less. So I think that service is definitely going to be negatively impacted, and it's going to come down and affect us at the farm level.
How will it affect us? In other words, what's the producer actually going to see then?
I think that you're probably going to end up doing stuff more by mail. I think that's the wrong thing to do. I think that this is a policy. It's the most complicated insurance policy that a farmer has got. If there's ever a policy that you need to be sitting across a table from your agent and getting that explained how it works, this is the policy to do that. With the agents having fewer dollars, because the companies have fewer dollars, they're going to be more reluctant to be out there and do this much traveling. It's going to come down to the producers having to travel farther, because I think there will be fewer agents out there to service that line of business.